27 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning, the 27th of Dhul Hijjah, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah Ustad. Welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mauna Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli amri. وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Zulhijjah, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the prophets and messengers, peace be upon them, and verses 91 and 92. Today our focus is on Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam and his honorable mother Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Our focus is on Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and his honorable mother Mary the Virgin. Sayyida Maryam Mary, her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the noble Quran. Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 19 is dedicated to this pious and this great, great lady. And remember, only her name among the females and women is mentioned explicitly in the noble Quran. Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, peace be upon him, his honorable name means to be fair in complexion, to be a leader. And remember that his honorable name Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. It is a unanimous belief of the Muslims that he was born miraculously, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and his mother is known as Maryam al-Azra, Mary the Virgin, Maryam al-Batul, and that means the one who moved away from the toxic society, and she went to the Makan al-Sharqiyya, the eastern region, and there she gave birth to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. Two wonderful names there. Or if you take Maryam, three wonderful names. Maryam, excellent name, Abida, worshipper of Almighty Allah. Azra, virgin, so that's also excellent name. Batul, the one who moves away from vices and goes to a pure society, does not get involved in the toxic environment. So wonderful, beautiful names. Hear about mother and son. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, verses 91-92. وَالَّتِي أَحْسَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. And that lady, honorable lady, who protected her private part, and she fortified the private part, no strange man touched her. Some Christians, some people like the Qadianis, who are out of the fold of Islam, they say that Jesus' mother was married, Sayyida Maryam, to Yusuf Najjar, Joseph the carpenter. We reject all that. Remember, no strange male touched her, and she was not married as well. Wallati ahsanat farjaha, and she is the lady who protected the private part, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, Mary. Fanafakhna fiha min ruhina, and then we blowed into her min ruhina, through our spirit. Meaning, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam went, blew into her, and she conceived. And that how she gave birth miraculously to Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. The archangel Gabriel came, and remember, Almighty Allah gave him this power. So miraculously, the birth took place of Jesus, peace be upon him, and no strange man had ever touched Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha. She's pure and chaste. Waja'alnaha, and we made, see again the royal pronoun, Almighty Allah using the royal pronoun we, to stamp his authority, majesty and our sovereignty, and to show and highlight that this is a symbol and sign of respect and reverence. So what does Almighty Allah say? Waja'alnaha, and we made her, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, wabanaha, and her honorable son, Jesus, peace be upon him, ayatan lil alameen, a symbol and a sign for the entire universe and creation. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, Almighty Allah jalla wala is a sustainer, nourisher, provider for the entire universe and creation. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is who? Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. And we made you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one who will be the mercy to the entire universe and creation. And Almighty Allah made Jerusalem, Palestine, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We rescued him, Nabi Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Lut alayhi salam, his nephew Lot. And you must migrate and go to that land where we place the barakah and blessing. فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and for the entire universe and creation. So that is the land of Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, Masjid Al-Aqsa, Palestine. Today it is Al-Ardul Muhtalla, the occupied Palestine by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Do you know what the Jews and the Zionists have to say regarding Jesus and his beloved mother? Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Naklul kufri laysa bi kafirin. Nakle kufr, kufr nabashid. I just said something there in Arabic and Persian. I am telling you what the Jutla and the Jews say. They say that she, Mary, is a harlot, a street lady. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. And Jesus is the son of a harlot, meaning that he is got no value in their eyes. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So that is what the Jutlas and the Jews say. But today you have Christian Zionists, and like Biden and them, because they want that to fight against Islam and Muslims and the truth. So therefore, Almighty Allah humiliates them always. So, وَبَنَهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah made mother and son a symbol of the entire universe and creation. Allah Jalla Wala created us, so we supposed to be the true servants, loyal slaves of Almighty Allah. So what does Almighty Allah state? Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida. Verily this ummah, this international community of the Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and humanity at large, ummatan wahida, all supposed to be on one belief, one creed, on the truth, and that is only in Islam. No message, no messenger came in the divine scriptures and with divine scriptures, but as a Muslim and speaking, teaching about monotheism, not about Trinity, not about Jesus is a son of a harlot and so forth. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So when we believe in the oneness, uniqueness, majesty, sovereignty of Almighty Allah, wa ana rabbukum fa'abudun. I am your sustainer, nourisher, provider, I alone. So worship me alone. Don't go and worship anybody, anything else. So that is the essence, that is the foundation of Islam. And therefore, a true Muslim fears none except him, Almighty Allah. And thereafter, we have to believe in all the articles of faith, all the prophets and messengers, and all the angels, and the day of justice, and in destiny, and many, many other issues. So that is the summary of today's lesson. Let's give you some international and local news. Number one is this, that Pakistan has so much rain. There were like floods there. If you look at what happened in Karachi, Hyderabad, in the Sindh province, if you look at what happened in Islamabad and so forth, so they had to declare Monday a public holiday because of the rain situation. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for all those countries where there are too much rain, India as well. Allahumma hawa alayna wala alayna. Ya Allah, send the rain, but not upon us. Send it to those places where they require the rain, like Port Elizabeth and Somalia, Ethiopia, and other parts of the world. When you look at the politics of Pakistan, then you find that the government of Shahbaz Sharif, so he's the prime minister, his son was the chief minister of Punjab. And remembered, he was the incumbent, and then Imran Khan's party, the Insaf Party, Justice Party, won a landslide victory there in Punjab, the largest, biggest province in Pakistan. And now he has been kicked out, Shahbaz Sharif's son, as being the chief minister there in Punjab, and the delegate of the Insaf Party, the Justice Party of Imran Khan, he is now the chief minister of Punjab. So this is how Almighty Allah, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tuzillu man tasha. Allah gives honor to whoever he wishes. He does graces whoever he wishes. I still believe that Imran Khan is the best person to run Pakistan. Not that he's perfect. Who's perfect? We're not perfect. We got million sins. But remember, compared to this, people who are running the government now, who are bribed up by America and the Western forces. So therefore, they will be one by one kicked out of power, and they know the humiliation they are facing. If you know Pakistan politics, I was there in the 70s. We spent almost 7 years there in Karachi, Pakistan. It has reached record levels. That is the dollar to the Pakistani rupee, and it's gone to 232 rupees per US dollar. Total disaster. Everything is so expensive and so forth. So make dua for Pakistan and all the other countries in the world. Let's come to the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Jonah of Israel. And what does Israel say? This is all in the Haaretz newspapers. That sex offenders from foreign countries find refuge in Israel. So what are you doing, Israel? You're giving all of them refuge. They commit all crazy crimes, sex crimes in other countries, and then they come there and they are jutla, so you accept them. Is that not a shame and a disgrace and an indictment on the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel? Gantz, or Gantz, however you want to call him, he admitted that Russia had fired on the Israeli jets and missile, whatever it is. So it shows Putin is not playing. He's giving you warnings, you jutlas. Don't play with me. I will capsize you. What I'm doing to America in the proxy war in Ukraine. What I'm doing to NATO. What I'll do to you, Israel. I already kicked out your agency. You're begging, but I don't want to listen. So that is Putin. He's a big harami. Make no mistake. Harami, if you don't know what is the meaning, it means a B, a capital. It'll be, but we need sometimes bees to deal with all these other haramis. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-din bil rajul al-fajir, that Almighty Allah will use non-Muslims to elevate this deen and assist this deen of Islam. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So therefore, people wonder how we can quote Putin. So when Putin is doing the job that Muslims supposed to do, but the Arab tanpot, the dictators and murtads and ghaddar and traitors to Islam and apostates, Muslim leaders 90%, 80% sellouts. So therefore, we can't expect much from them. But anyway, the landscape of politics is changing. You in European Union foreign ministers had a meeting, and now they say we must wean off the energy and gas from Russia. Russia just have to switch off. Dance all the popper dance. Remember that they will experience such a winter in Europe that half of them will freeze. So that is Almighty Allah's Qudrat, Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Ustad Ranial, the journalist, says that, aka communism coming to South Africa, wake up citizens of South Africa, the evil hidden agenda of the ANC and the foreign handlers is no longer hidden, Ustad.
Remember, Sister Renel, that's not news, my Sister Renel. Sometimes I find it amazing that you journalists wake up so late, you know. One of the reasons why I personally never voted for the ANC. Before we discuss that, always you must juxtapose and compare when the whites ruled and you had the Nationalist Party with the apartheid mentality and policy, and they kicked us out from our homes and our shops and our places. We can never forget all that. Separate development policy, and remember our shop, our house, the police came there, white police with the big guns, hey, coolies, you must go to your coolie dorp. If you don't understand that, it means, oh, you Indians, you pack up and you go to your Indian township. For me, I was a young boy. I was very happy, elated, delighted, excited. We're going to a new shop and a new house and so forth. But when I saw my parents, both of them crying, I realized there's something seriously wrong here. Then we started understanding the real politics. So understand that apartheid was a crime against humanity. There's no question about that. But when we come to 1994 and freedom, freedom, viva freedom, that was the slogan that was going on. But remember that masses are asses, you know that. So when I saw that there is, I'm speaking of myself now, that there is a coalition of who? That the tripartite, and that is, you got ANC, you got COSATU, and you got the Communist Party. So that was one of the reasons I said that I can never vote for these people. When you have communists as your partners, then they are the people who hate religion, they call religion a poison, and they call religion a drug, and so forth. So they totally anti-religion, not only Islam, all religions. So therefore, sister, to say communism is rearing its head now, no, from 94, remember they were part of the ruling party. So it's just that now the public are coming to know more about it. So South Africa is going downhill, and remember that it's becoming a failed state. Only Almighty Allah have mercy on us.
Ustad, our brother Pustons, he says, do you know some of the BJP members are Muslims also? They're hiding behind the scenes. What a mockery, AK. Doesn't it show you who's on the part of justice? So help me God. Pustons, Ustad.
Yes, you must remember, Pustons, I'm surprised that you are asking this type of questions. You know today, Muslim, Christian, Jew, everybody across the world, that majority of the people today, they love money and they are perks more than honey, and it is sweeter than honey. Therefore, Almighty Allah complains of this human being. I made you the masterpiece. And what happened to you, O masterpiece? Are you listening, Pustons? So don't look at the pustons of your car and your vehicle. Listen to what I'm telling you, Mr. Pustons. And that is chapter 100 of the Noble Quran. Almighty Allah is juxtaposing, comparing the loyalty of the horses to their master, owner, and manager. And then Almighty Allah claims of me and complains of me and you, Pustons, a.k.a. Pustons. Why? Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful to his sustainer, nourisher, to Almighty Allah. Does he know? Wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. He bears testimony. The more power they get, the more corrupt they become, whether it's in South Africa or whether it's in India or Pakistan or wherever. Wa innahu li hub bil khayr la shadid. This human being is madly, intensely in love with the wealth. Therefore, he shows so much disloyalty, ingratitude, unthankfulness to Almighty Allah. Chapter 100, Brother Pastons, and verses 6, 7, and 8, you read it. So it's nothing surprising for us. Remember that when you see people who got a religious garb, they also selling the Islam in so many countries of the world, then what do you expect from the ordinary person? So it's nothing new, but turn the argument the other way around. Is the Pope not selling Islam? Is not selling Christianity? Are the Christian priests not selling? What did the Pope go and do now in Canada? Where were your priests parking and giving vaccines to the children, assimilating in the Christian church and Catholic schools? Mr. Pistons, you better get your engine and pistons properly lined up, my brother.
He says, I rest my case, Ustad.
You will have to pack your suitcase up by the time we finish with you.
Subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustad, listen to this one, Ustad. My first married son prays 5 times a day, his salah, but treats his wife like dirt. My second married son does not pray any salah, but treats his wife like a queen. Who is better between the two boys? Anonymous, Ustad.
Both of them are guilty. Remember, Islam teaches us taqwa, true piety. What is true piety? We must fulfill hukukullah, the rights and obligations of Almighty Allah, and we must fulfill the obligation and rights of creation and humanity. One son, he prays his 5 daily salat and so forth, treats his wife or children like dirt and so forth. Totally haram, because he's not reading salat and prayer how it ought to be read. If you read and perform your namaz, your salat, your prayer 5 times a day properly with devotion, concentration, then the miracle and impact of salat is enshrined in the noble Quran. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Verily, the salat, namaz, prayer, it will prohibit you from all types of obscenity, indecency, and all forms of injustice. Chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, and verse number 45 of the Noble Quran, the beginning of the 21st part of the Noble Quran, chapter 29, verse 45. So tell him, that son, he must increase the quantity and quality, remember, of his salat and prayer, and he must treat his wife with respect, and that's a command of Almighty Allah. Surah 4, verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, with respect and justice. Remember, look at the sacrifice she made. She left the parents, she left the place of birth, she left the siblings and family to spend the remainder of her life with you, and you treat her like dirt. You should be ashamed of yourself. Now you, my brother, you treat your wife like a queen, but you read salat maybe on a Friday and so forth. So people might think you are good, but Almighty Allah states, Ma salakakum fi saqar. What made you walk straight into Jahannam and the hellfire? First thing they will say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُسْوَلِّينَ. We should not read Salat. We should not read Namaz. Surah 74, Surah Muddathir, and verses 42, 43, 44. So both parties are guilty. You as a father, you must call the son and tell him, treat your wife with love and respect. Chapter 4, verse 19. You as a father have to tell your son, better reading Salat. No sense you treat your wife like a queen, but you will end up there in Jahannam and the hellfire. Chapter 74, verses 42, 43, 44. So that is what Islam teaches us. Fulfill the rights of Creator and creation simultaneously. That is the beauty of Islam.
Allahu Akbar. I see a listener says, why are some of the GPs and hospitals overcharging patients, Ustad?
That is their job. You must remember that human nature is such, when they see the corruption in the government from top to bottom, from where the $4 million came, we don't know. Pala pala. Nigala pala pala. So when you see the corruption from top to bottom and so forth, you know what Tutu said. Two things which Tutu said, I will quote beautifully. He said, I don't agree with 90%. 70%, 80% of the things he says. But these two things he said, 100% I agree with him. He said the apartheid regime, the white minority regime, were running with the gravy train. And now a democratic government came, they're running with the gravy plane, you see. So they took it to another level, corruption top to bottom. And then he said the apartheid experience there in occupied Palestine is worse than the apartheid we experience in South Africa. 100% is the truth. So you must be blind not to understand that. So let's come to the issue, whether it's a GP, whether it's an ESCOM worker, engineer, or whatever. So I don't say all, but I'll tell you many. They will say, hey, that in the new South Africa, it's not to be good to be an honest person, because then people say, you're an idiot, you're a fool. You must go with the flow. And when the politicians are crooking us left, right, and center, that not no more millions now, it's gone to billions, remember. And if you look at that corruption going on in South Africa, it's gone into trillions and trillions of rands and so forth. So that is where we are. So this will definitely impact negatively on the ordinary Joe in the street. Joe the doctor, Joe the plumber, Joe the carpenter. Therefore, it's not a hadith, it's a saying and a proverb in Arabic, "An-nasu ala dini mulukihim," that people will follow the habits, the culture of their rulers and leaders. If they are corrupt, then the people become corrupt. If they are straight and upright people, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, and all of them 100% upright, so the ummah and the people were upright also. So that is the lesson we must learn. We're not justifying or condoning what the doctors are doing. I'm trying to explain to you that when me and you vote for people who are corrupt, then remember, then the joke is on us. One wise person said, when you know the evil, you know the wrong, you see the wrong, and yet you vote for them, then that is the definition of a stupid person.
Allahu Akbar. Listen to this one, Ustad. My name is Jody from Balito. I don't like you, but for somehow I like listening to your program, AK and Mr. Arafat. I'm sorry to say it to you, but I'm honest. Ustad, Jody.
100%, we like that, my brother. I don't want, you must be candied with me, that you give me a candy and sweets. I want, you must be candid with me. I dedicate this program to you, Jody, and to you, Jonah, and to you, Pistons. I want interaction from you, non-Muslims. You speak whatever you want, and you don't have to apologize. You don't have to apologize. You tell us, you shoot straight from the Pistons and straight shoot from your guns and tell me that we don't like this, we will give you an explanation. So you, Jody, you don't like me. Why you don't like me? Because we speak the truth, and the truth is very bitter, my brother. You see the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, which is, and we believe, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, for and was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the only divine scripture to be memorized. No other book has memorized. You can ask the Pope, you can ask the Rabbi, you can ask the Reverend, you can ask whoever you want to. So we go now, my brother, to chapter 103. So Jody, make a note of this. Chapter 103, it comprises three verses, only very short. So what is our function? We must have correct faith. We must continue with the righteous deeds and speech. But Islam is not for individuals, it's for humanity and society. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ. Then invite and call people to the truth. But when you call people to the truth, you must face criticism, because the truth is very bitter. So that is what's happening. When I tell you, how can Jesus be God that he was born? How can Jesus be God? You say he was crucified. How can Jesus be God that he was buried in a tomb, according to you Christians? So this makes you uncomfortable. But then you still like to listen, because you say, but this guy is speaking the truth, you know? So what Almighty Allah says, وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. So when you get the criticism, then you must exercise the patience and endurance. Chapter 103 and the first and the three verses. Second one, Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe, addressed one of his companions and students, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu arda, Qulil haqqa, Ya Aba Dharr, speak the truth. Jundub bin Junada was his name. So, O Jundub, Ya Aba Dharr, speak the truth. Walau kana murra, although the truth is bitter. So what you say, my brother Jodi? There Jodi says, Jodi Schechter, he used to drive all the fast cars and all that. He won the Formula One. You remember all that, Jodi? So, I read everything. Remember this. Whatever I can lay my hands on, bring, I read. I read quick, speed reading, you know. So, Jodi, what you say now? You must keep it there and listen to us. Right, Jodi? You don't like me? No problem. I like you.
Ustaz, before we leave you, AK, we're having a party on Saturday. Come and join us. No alcohol and no music. You can give us some words of wisdom. My name is Freeman from Stango, Ustaz.
Freeman, you inviting me for a free invitation? So no, I can't come there because remember we have other commitments. You say there's no wine, there's no dine, there's no swine. But what about the music and the dancing and all that that goes about? So I give you my message every day so you can listen to it. At least you're being honest. You get some inspiration from our words. We are non-entities. We only tell you that what the Almighty Allah teaches us, and that is the Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, and remember the Sunnah teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it is a magnet, it is revelation. Okay, quickly, our programs today, 8:30 to 9, Maulana Zahid Khan will be interviewing Brother Abu Bakr Rawat. They will be discussing about Hajj and after Umrah and many other issues, inshallah. 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage. 1 to 2, the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Do not forget that today is Wednesday between Zohar and Asr. Du'as are accepted. Supplicate, beg, and petition Almighty Allah. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Beg Almighty Allah, and He will accept our supplication. Allah Ta'ala guide us all and envelope us in His mercy. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Allah barakatuh.